From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, prosecutors raid locations linked to the late former President Noh Tae-woo on allegations that his family concealed slush funds. The presidential office urges Pyongyang to join forces with Seoul in working toward peaceful coexistence in its response to a critical message from the North Korean leader's sister. And Hyundai Motors Union stages its first full strike in 10 years after wage negotiations stall over key issues including the retirement age. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. Prosecutors have raided locations associated with the late former president Noh Tae-woo following allegations that his family concealed slush funds worth 90.4 billion won, that's more than $65 million by today's exchange rates, not taking into account inflation or the fact that exchange rates change over time. Investigators have their work cut out for them as they sift through evidence in this decades-old case. Eileen Cahill has the details.
The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office ordered a search of the home of former President Noh Tae-woo's widow, Kim Wook-suk, Friday, over suspicions related to tax evasion and hiding criminal proceeds. Besides the home in Seoul's Seodaemun district, the search warrant reportedly also includes the East Asia Culture Center, once led by Noh's son Jaehun before he became the ambassador to China, the Noh Tae-woo Foundation, and the residences of former aides from the Noh administration. The investigation began after a complaint alleged that the former president's family had hidden slush funds connected to the May 18th Foundation, which aims to commemorate the spirit of the 1980 Gwangju pro-democracy movement, and evaded taxes. Noh Tae-woo served as president from 1988 to 1993 and died in 2021. The slush fund allegations surfaced during divorce proceedings for his daughter So-young and SK Group chairman Choi Tae-won. As evidence in the proceedings, the former president's daughter submitted a memo written by her mother detailing secret funds totaling 90.4 billion won. She claimed these funds contributed to SK Group's growth and helped it amass assets over time. Former President Noh was sentenced in 1997 in a slush fund scandal, resulting in the forfeiture of 262.8 billion won, with 240 billion retrieved from him and his family and 23 billion paid by relatives in 2013. Investigators now face the daunting challenge of conducting financial forensics on decades-old evidence. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea and the U.S.'s annual combined military exercise, Ulchi Freedom Shield, ended Friday afternoon after being significantly scaled back at the direction of U.S. President Donald Trump. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said on Friday that the leadership of the South Korea-U.S. Combined Forces Command encouraged troops at the final meeting before forces from both countries withdrew, with a post-exercise review scheduled for Saturday. The exercise, which began on Monday and was originally scheduled to run through August 27th, was shortened from 11 days to 5, while only half of the 14 planned combined field training exercises will be conducted. UFS, which simulates a full-scale war on the Korean Peninsula and consists of defensive and counteroffensive phases, was limited to the first phase this year, while 7 field exercises will continue through August 28th, according to a JCS official. Kim Yo-jong, the sister and close advisor of North Korea's leader, has taunted South Korea and its president over the abrupt change that happened at a joint military exercise earlier this week. In the statement released Thursday night, Kim ridiculed what she framed as Seoul's unfortunate plight, saying Seoul was eager to play a war game but couldn't because of its subservience to Washington. The Ulchi Freedom Shield, the war game in question, was cut short at the last minute when U.S. President Donald Trump issued an impromptu order. Kim roasted President Lee Jae-myung for a recent social media post in which he said he respects Trump's decision and views it as a step toward dialogue and peace with North Korea. She accused Lee of double-dealing behavior by talking about peace while at the same time advocating independent military capabilities for Seoul with reference to worst-case scenarios. The presidential office has urged North Korea to stop making unnecessary slanderous remarks and instead work toward peaceful coexistence on the Korean Peninsula in response to a statement by Kim Yo-jong
criticizing South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. A presidential office official said Friday that disparaging remarks against the South Korean government and President Lee won't help build mutual trust. The official added that the government will consistently pursue a policy of peaceful coexistence based on mutual respect, maintain close coordination with the United States, and actively work to revive dialogue between North Korea and the United States by setting the pace. Hyundai Motors Union staged its first full strike in 10 years on Friday after wage negotiations stalled over key issues, including the retirement age and job protections with the rise of artificial intelligence. Some 39,000 union members were expected to take part in the one-day strike, which has halted all Hyundai production lines in Ulsan, Jeonju, and Asan. This follows a string of partial strikes since initial negotiations between labor and management began in May, which, according to estimates, have disrupted the production of 55,200 vehicles worth over 2.3 trillion won, or roughly $1.66 billion U.S. dollars. The Hyundai Motor Union's total accumulated strike hours for this year now stand at 60, with the production line stopped for 120 hours. South Korea plans to launch a future fund to promote long-term economic growth using what the government calls windfall revenue generated by higher tax collection from the recent boom in artificial intelligence. The Ministry of Planning and Budget, along with its partner agencies, announced a plan in a joint statement on Friday, noting that the AI industry is driving significant transformation across sectors, affecting not only technology, but also the economy and social systems. The ministry anticipates a substantial rise in domestic tax revenue, driven mainly by higher corporate taxes from the global chip boom. Based on projected national tax revenue, an increase in corporate taxes from the semiconductor boom, and the availability of additional financial resources, the future fund is expected to reach about 100 trillion won, equivalent to 72.4 billion U.S. dollars in its first year. South Korea will conduct its first trial voyage of a container ship through the Arctic known as the Northern Sea Route starting Saturday. This expedition will be a major test of what many call the Route of Dreams, exploring its potential as a new logistics alternative for the country's shipping industry. The Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries announced on Thursday that the pilot operation will initiate with the container ship Pan-STAR Arco, which will depart from Busan. The ship will travel along Russia's northern coast and make stops in the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and Poland before returning to Busan around October 5th. Rain or showers are expected in most parts of the nation on Saturday as hot weather continues. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration on Friday, central regions will be mostly cloudy Saturday, with rain expected in some areas before clearing by evening. Other regions could see showers, which are expected to mostly subside by late afternoon. Rainfall through Saturday is forecast at 5 to 50 millimeters in central regions, including the Seoul metropolitan area, while showers could bring up to 60 millimeters to the Chungcheong province and southern regions and Jeju Island. Morning temperatures will range from 21 to 26 degrees Celsius, similar to Friday, with tropical nights expected in southern regions, while daytime highs will rise to 28 to 34 degrees, about 2 to 5 degrees higher than Friday. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.